Walking by one of Philadelphia's new pop-up beer gardens, you probably wouldn't guess they're at the center of a huge fight. Decked out with flowers and popular with young people, many of the establishments have brought life to long-abandoned lots. WHYY's Holly Otterbein has the story of how beer gardens have recently pit state lawmakers and bar owners against beer geeks and local nonprofits.
Amber Beasley is relaxing in a hammock at a pop-up beer garden on South Street, opened this summer by the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society.
I've been like to Mexico and Dominican Republic, and it kind of looks like that with all the trees and whatnot. It looks like a little kind of getaway in the middle of a city, like a little paradise.
To Beasley, who works down the street, it's a huge improvement over the empty lot that used to be here. She's troubled that elected officials are talking about restrictions on the beer gardens. Last week, four state lawmakers wrote to the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board, saying some of the pop-ups are exploiting a loophole in the state's alcohol laws. Instead of getting a traditional liquor license, which costs as much as $90,000, the pop-up beer garden on South Street and one in Aiken's Oval have purchased much cheaper catering permits to serve alcohol. John Longacre of the Philadelphia Tavern Owners Association says that gives the pop-ups an unfair advantage.
Why would they be allowed to do that for a $1,500 fee when everybody else has to go buy a $100,000 liquor license and operate within the constraints of the LCB code?
But Beasley doesn't see it that way.
I don't think places like this are ever going to kick out or trump bars and beers and restaurants in Philly, because that's what Philly's known for, is our great restaurants and our great hangout spots. And I think pop-up gardens should be encouraged, not kind of shut down, because I think they're a great project and they represent all the good that Philly can do.
Beasley isn't alone. Almost 3,000 people have signed an online petition demanding lawmakers abandon any plans that could shut down the beer gardens. And Representative John Taylor of Philadelphia, one of the four legislators, says he's heard from thousands of people angry about his letter. That's more input than he's gotten on any other issue in his nearly 30 years in office.
More than education, more than the cigarette tax, more than budgets, more than anything else, which is, you know, surprising.
Taylor, who helped write the legislation on catering permits, says they're intended for private one-day events, not beer gardens that are open for several months. He says he isn't worried about the current pop-ups, but about ones that might open with little regulation in the future.
How do I stop these things if they're unwanted, if they're in, you know, in neighborhoods right on top of other residents and things? This could start an industry that we didn't intend all over the place. They wouldn't be always the nice atmosphere that people have seen.
But Alan Jaffe, a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society that's operated several pop-up beer gardens, says no businesses or neighbors have complained.
Quite the opposite. We have been asked by all the neighborhoods where we've been located to please continue the gardens through the fall.
The Liquor Control Board says the pop-up beer gardens that have permits will be allowed to stay open for now. Whether they'll be around next summer, Representative Taylor says, will be up for debate in the state legislature in the coming months. For WHYY, I'm Holly Otterbein.